I mean, there's definitely not a shortage of old abandoned distilleries or people that want me to come out and look at them. So,
yeah, and you in your presentation, you talked about several different ones. Of course, Bourbon Pompeii is the one that sucks up all the headlines. But there are some other projects that you've been working on.
Yeah, most of it's been associated with the Jack Jewett Historic Site in Woodford County. And we've been looking at an old 1790 distillery that was run by Jack Jewett, a Revolutionary War hero. But we've also looked at smaller farm distilleries also around Woodford County. One of my next projects coming up is we're going to start working with the Rippey family next door in Lawrenceburg. And they're restoring the Rippey family home. And we're going to start looking at other distilleries that were associated with their family members. And that'll be maybe this summer sometime.
Is there a personal story that sort of got you into to becoming a bourbon archaeologist?
Well, my first experience with the bourbon industry, because I really didn't think that much of it for a little while, was probably 2008 or so. I was driving through Millville. I was on my way to Frankfurt, and it was a very foggy day, and I just stumbled across what is now Castle and Key Distillery. But it looked like something out of Silent Hill or a horror film. It was all foggy. I was like, what is this thing, you know? And I started digging a little deeper into it, realizing that all these distilleries are everywhere, abandoned distilleries just off the beaten path. And then I realized that nobody was looking at them. So the way that I really got into it was I was looking for a dissertation topic, and I wanted to do something in Kentucky. I'm from here. My family's from here. And I was like, there's not enough archaeology being done on sites. Nobody's looking at this, so I'll just dedicate my career to distilleries.
And, you know, you got a really good question there at the end of your presentation. It was basically, how does bourbon archaeology feed into like the tourism boom now that we're seeing with these distilleries?
I think it's all tied with authenticity, right? People, they come to do the bourbon trail and go to places like Buffalo Trace Distillery because they want to know authentic stories, authentic histories. People that are really into bourbon aren't really into smoke and mirrors. And I think it's where bourbon archaeology and the interest of the larger industry kind of connect, because we can verify stories. We can find artifacts that are directly tied to those histories. And when you get to hold like a piece of that copper sheeting for Bourbon Pompeii in your hand, you know, it's like it's a connection that you can't really get any other way. So I think that's the thing I really like about it.
All right, I do have to ask about Bourbon Pompeii. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people do. And and I'm sure it was just like one of those great eureka moments when you first cast your eyes on that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I went down there with Meredith Moody and Dennis Walsh. They were the people that were really in charge of the project. And I was just freaking out because, as an archaeologist, I was seeing all of these different colors of soil. It was almost like a layer cake you'd pick up from Kroger or something like that, right? And that's archaeology 101, because you can start at the icing, and that's the present. And the deeper you go into the cake, the farther you're going into the past. And so when I saw the layers, I was like, this is great. I don't know what it is yet, but there's something intact here. And that's whenever they gave me that weekend, and it was the best weekend of my life. It was like 20 hours down in the pit, just me and the artifacts and the dirt, and they lowered sandwiches down to me every now and then to feed me, and it led to what it is today. It's incredible.
Yeah, and they have taken what your work and have really created something that it's a window into the past, but it's also, it kind of speaks to why bourbon is so important in this state.
Right. I mean, here in 8 years or so, whenever you can taste what they've recreated out of what Taylor was doing at the OFC distillery, there's going to be so many layers. I mean, sure, you're going to have what you're tasting in the cup, but you're also going to have the stories. You can be like, all right, look at all these layers of archaeology that was done. Look at the time that they put into reconstructing this in a very authentic way that still meets modern safety standards. Look at all the tourism buzz around this. There's going to be I can't wait for 8 years from now to be able to taste that stuff.
You are also talking about kind of the opportunity maybe for moonshine stills and archaeology in that area.
Oh, yeah. So, there's so much across Kentucky. Like I focused on Daniel Boone National Forest because that's one of the places that is more or less protected, preserved in place. And they have nearly 300 moonshine sites just throughout the forest. Some of these places have been literally loved to death. The Hanging Bucket site that I talked about, a lot of rock climbers go in that area and they think they're helping by removing trash from an area, right? But what ended up happening there is all the artifacts that were described from 1980s are now gone. So one of the things I'm really interested in is working with them, trying to develop more of a like a context to figure out what's important about these sites and how to protect them, but also capture those stories, because I think there's a lot there that we could still build on.
And somebody did ask you about if you suspect that you, on your property, if you're a property owner, that you might have something like a bourbon, an old distillery, you know, the remnants thereof. What's the advice? What's the best way to preserve it? Obviously, to contact you first, but then what?
But also, like, sketch a map of the site. Not everybody really likes doing that. I mean, you can print out like a Google Earth image of your property and sketch, like, this is where things are, what I think this building is. Maybe there's old warehouse remnants over in this other area. But also just, you know, preserve it in place. You don't want to dig up all the artifacts and take it home and forget exactly where you found them from, because say you dig up bits of a copper still and you forget where you got it at, you're going to have a hard time relocating that still later on when you want to like do a more serious research of that area.